The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Our first guest today is the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Zev Boker, who was called in today by our Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, to hear about the Irish government's unhappiness and outrage at the level of death and injury which took place on the border between Israel and Gaza yesterday. Ambassador, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, I'm just going to read for you a statement from Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. And it says, what happened today, this came out last night, what happened today is unacceptable and inhuman. It is unbearable to witness such a massive murder of unarmed people being shot in such a short time. And it continues, this bloodbath is the continuation of the Israeli army's policy during the last 7 years, shooting with live ammunition at demonstrators on the assumption that anyone approaching the separation fence is a legitimate target. Most of the wounded will be condemned to suffer lifelong injuries. Why? Why do such appalling things?
It's very clear to understand that the situation in Gaza, the main culprit, main responsibility for the situation of the humanitarian terrible situation, the tragedy of the population is the Hamas. Israel has offered and is ready and is leading all the international efforts to help the Palestinian population in Gaza. But what had happened, that the Hamas started 6 weeks ago, it's fully clear propaganda action, calling march of return. You know what is march of return? It's return to the state of Israel, which means the extinction of the state of Israel. It's been covered by media that are purely civilians, but all these steps of the Hamas has been orchestrated to invade and penetrate Israeli kibbutzim, Ed Moshavim, and development towns along the borders. You know that the distance between the border and our kibbutzim is 500 meters, not more. So when Israel had to cope with these terrorist acts orchestrated by the Hamas, we did our utmost to avoid civilian casualty. But no country, including Ireland, will tolerate any penetration of its legitimate borders. And we cannot sacrifice our civilians with all their our sympathy. And we're really doing our utmost. But one has to come in full and clear demand from the international community, Palestinian Authority, Egypt, and first and foremost Hamas. If they will disembark from their military infrastructure, if they invest in their population, instead doing tunnel, building tunnels, building rockets, and threatening our population, I'm sure the international community will come to a clear consensus helping the population in Gaza.
There is a clear consensus in the international community. What has happened in recent days is Israel's fault and is not in any way excusable by what you have said. How many Israeli people have died as a result of these hostilities in recent days? We know over 60 Palestinian people, including an eight-month-old baby, have died. We know that hundreds more have been shot, thousands have been injured. There has not been a death on the Israeli side as a relation to it. Why should we believe what you have told us when we can see the evidence of the deaths that have taken place?
I would be very, very careful saying that there is international consensus. If you listen carefully now to the Security Council debate, which is taking place just now, you will hear some voices, including small country naming the United States ambassador, calling for really, for very, very balanced policy. We expect the international community to really try to play balanced and even-ended. And I cannot accept the equation you just made. I mean, what do you expect? If we should sacrifice our citizens to get the right equation?
Nobody's expecting
you would expect
that.
Ireland to accept such an equation. If there is mortars, if there is Qassam, if there is penetration of this mob, led by terrorists under the cover of this mob, entering your population and having butchered our people, and it happened in the past, I don't have to tell you, in the Middle East.
It has happened
on
both sides.
Nice neighborhood.
It has happened on both sides. And in fact, many people would argue with great merit that much of this land in dispute is land that Israel has stolen from the Palestinian people, and that, more so, that this situation was inflamed in recent days by the decision of the United States of America to open its embassy in Jerusalem rather than leaving it in Tel Aviv. That with Jerusalem disputed and with the international community understanding that it needs to be part of a two-state solution between Israel and Palestine, that this was a provocative act which led to what happened yesterday.
Firstly, I mean, we didn't steal any settlement, any ground from anybody. 1947-29 decision gave two states to people, but the Arab-Palestinian reaction was clearly negation. And later on, I was able to work with late Prime Minister Rabin, and he was ready to deep sacrifice, and he also sacrificed his life for that. Also following our Prime Minister came and made very sincere offer. We are ready to come tomorrow to the negotiating table, and there is on the agenda, planning agenda, a decision or initiative by the United States administration. You condemn the United States administration. I think they can speak about themselves.
They can.
But the decision of President Trump to open American embassy in Jerusalem, which was inaugurated yesterday, was a courageous historical step. And it does not close whatsoever any avenue for peace. If the Palestinian moderate leadership, so-called moderate sometimes, in the West Bank, will be ready to go back to the normal negotiating table, I'm sure both leaders could do it. So we didn't steal anything, just to be, I mean, March of Return.
I think there is clear evidence of the expansionary policies of Israel over many, many years and many wars.
Right, so the Palestinian Hamas terrorists, is it acceptable?
Nobody is suggesting any killing of people is acceptable, but the only killing that was done in recent days was by Israeli armed forces of people who were rolling wheels that were on fire and slingshots, basically. It was the most limited attack upon Israel that you can imagine. And in response, over 60 people dead, the litany of injuries that we have, and the United Nations would have condemned what happened under a Kuwaiti recommendation if the United States hadn't blocked it at the Security Council.
First of all, if you follow the reactions also international committee, also in Europe, you will find moderate calls for restraint for both sides. And that is one thing.
Are you capable of seeing the position from the other side? Because this seems to be one of the big problems in that the victimhood that you always state, that you don't seem to be able to understand the position put forward by the Palestinian people, 700,000 people of whom believe that they have been ejected from Israel, people who are living almost corralled and fenced into Gaza at present because of the blockade.
First of all, no blockade whatsoever. Israel has withdrawn completely from Gaza in 2005 by the very courageous decision by our late Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. And we are not putting any siege whatsoever. On the opposite, Israel is leading the humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian population in Gaza. Just to illustrate, you said about 60, and we are sorry for any casualty, and we did our best to avoid any casualty whatsoever. No,
that is very much in dispute. If you were doing your best, you would not have been firing live bullets. There is way to deal with other people who are not armed without having to shoot them.
I mean, what would you say if you're in, for God forbid, I hope that the hard border will not be returned between Ireland and Northern Ireland. But let's say that in such scenario, there will be terrorists coming from Northern Ireland, penetrating Gdandok and other area of the border, and will butcher your citizen. What you would say? I mean,
that's a hypothetical. We're dealing with the reality of what happened in recent days. It's not a hypothetical.
One will tolerate.
All right, we leave it there. Thank you very much, the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Zev Bocker.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.